7:23, it's Wake Up Kenosha, Bill and Pete. Oh, a lot of opinions on the world, especially as we get down to crunch time with the election. Opinions are flying all over the media, social media, TV, radio, newspaper. Monday, we just have time for one man's opinion. That man joins us now. He is Steve Casey. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. Pete, you're here on a Monday.
Believe it or not.
Believe it?
That's a little, or not. I thought you had every Monday off from now to the end of the year.
I'm holding down the fort while Lenny's on vacation.
Otherwise, you'd be at home sleeping, huh?
Something like that. I'd be at home doing something. But I enjoy talking to you guys. So don't let
him kid you, Steve. Yeah. He'd be home listening to every moment of this program.
I would.
Exactly.
Be scrutinizing every move we make.
Got to make sure that nobody talks about me behind the scenes. You see?
There you go.
Well, Steve, before we get down to business, you better make the lawyers happy.
Yep, I better make the lawyers happy. One man's opinion is just that, one man's opinion. My opinion, Steve Casey, doesn't necessarily reflect the advertisers, management, or on-air personalities of WLIP. It just means that after serving 22 years on the city council, did I mention that I was an alderman for 22 years?
I think you did,
I might have missed that.
I still represent the neighborhood I was born and raised in and choose to still live in. I have a right to complain, offer my opinion, and grumble, and I do that every Monday morning with Bill and Pete. On 1050 WLIP, after all, it's just one man's opinion.
All right. Fire away, Mr. Beef. What's going on?
I don't pay a lot of attention to what's happening down at City Hall. I don't peruse the budgets like I used to years ago. I don't look at every line item and things like that. But I did see an article in Sunday's paper that caught my attention. Apparently, they're doing some work down at Wolf and Butte Park. And they're fixing, doing some addition to the trellis down there, you know, where, you know, it's down there by Wolf Beetle Park. A lot of weddings take place down there, and, and they're doing that. And I think it's about time, for heaven's sakes. I mean, one of the comments that that they made at the city plan meeting is, you know, the reason they're doing the work down at Wolf Beetle Park is we've got a trellis that's not symmetrical. Good God, man. We've got a trellis that's not symmetrical. Screw
who's in charge of measuring
that? It doesn't matter that there's graffiti all over the bridge in Lincoln Park. Doesn't matter that the beach houses are falling down, are crumbling at the foundation. Doesn't matter that the bathrooms at Eichelman Beach need to be replaced and they haven't been touched in probably 50 or 60 years. But good God, man, we've got an unsymmetrical trellis down at Wolf and Beetle Park. Thank goodness they put a priority on this, and they're going to fix the trellis. Good God, it's unsymmetrical. How long have we lived with this?
You know, Casey, I'm glad you're bringing this to our attention, because this is a story that's gone really underreported.
Absolutely.
Non-symmetrical trellis.
it's not symmetrical. I didn't know that, but good Lord, let's fix it. Screw the other parks. We don't need any work in Lincoln Park. We certainly don't need the bathrooms fixed at Eichelman Beach. We certainly don't need the beach houses improved or anything else. Fix the trellis. Fix the trellis. And I don't know
they're
who's
getting
responsible
to it. They're
for
getting to all that
in.
Other stuff, man. They got the trellis first and then the rest of it.
Apparently. Now, I will give the city credit. Because they did fix the trellis in Lincoln Park, mind you, the same trellis that was there in the 1970s when I used to walk underneath it going to Lincoln Middle School, but it was literally falling down. So they fixed it, they replaced it. It's a nice trellis, and it is symmetrical. It is symmetrical. But here, after all these years of weddings taking place down at Wolf and Beetle Park,
right, sure,
underneath an unsymmetrical trellis, good Lord, man. I mean, the priority is just where it should be as far as improving the parks, don't you think?
Well, I think, you know, you get this trellis thing fixed, and then maybe put a grocery store in the uptown. I think those are the two big things you got to worry about right now.
I think that is. I think that's it, because obviously we need to study whether a grocery store is going to work in the uptown. Oh, that's right. It doesn't.
What about putting a median strip down the middle of the trellis? Have we considered that?
I think we need a... I think we need a trellis down the middle of 22nd Avenue. Something else that they can
but
burn
a symmetrical
down.
One, right? Like it's
a symmetrical one. Yeah,
make sure
something else that they
yeah.
can burn down.
Yeah. So make sure that the engineering is properly done on these things.
Yeah.
It's trellis miss, talk every miss, Monday here on Wake Up Kenosha.
Do I miss City Hall? Woo! Baby.
Sounds like it.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's absolutely one man's opinion. It's not necessarily my opinion.
I mean, who else would take credit for it, really?
I don't know how people can sleep at night knowing that that trellis down at Wolf Middle Park is not symmetrical.
Well, I was up at 3:45. I don't know about you.
I lost sleep.
So the median strip is out? Is that what we're...
Is that what we're talking
is that what
about
I'm
here?
Can we study? I need to study to know.
Good God, Pete. We have an unsymmetrical trellis. Come on. Get your priorities straight.
I'm going to have to do further study.
It's not necessarily Pete's opinion or the opinion of Alpha Media
you know,
and their lawyers.
You can't write a better... You can't write a script, for heaven's sakes. You can't make this stuff up.
Staff,
they dump it right in my. They dump it right in my lap. And then they expect me not to say anything about it.
Couldn't realistically expect that, could they?
Uncle Jerry.
For heaven's sake.
And Hortense. It's not their opinion either. Oh, Steve
I
Casey.
I missed this.
It's one man's opinion. Steve, thanks so much. You have a terrific day. Go measure your trellis, will you?
Who has more fun on a Monday morning?
Not us. Oh, wait. Measure your trellis. We'll talk to you Wednesday morning, sir. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon, guys. Thank you.